Days are growing noticeably shorter now. Up here in Duluth, we lose almost 90 minutes of daylight between August 1st and 31st. In a world of artificial lighting, that doesn't make a big difference for human activities, but it sure does for wildlife. Paying attention to the skies at sunrise, especially along the lakeshore or the ridge along the lake, we Duluthians get to see nocturnal migrants on the last leg of their long night's journeys or dropping out of the sky to feed and rest right as the first daytime migrants are taking off. Ever since I set out my bird baths this spring, blue jays, chickadees, and robins have been visiting daily, and other summer residents still grab a bath or a drink regularly, but now the first warblers are appearing. So far, the only species I've noticed at my bird bath is the Nashville, but more and more will show up in the coming days and weeks. In the coming days, red-eyed vireos will start singing again. They always have a cool resurgence of song in late August and early September. When I see any in my yard, I usually see three or four. Many people believe they migrate in family units, but tracking them to confirm this is virtually impossible. Cedar waxwings are growing more conspicuous. Year-round, they feed on berries and flying insects, and right now flocks are gathering. You can see several or even dozens perched in snags or wires and sallying forth to capture insects on the wing. They're daytime migrants, and the swirling motion of a migrating flock is lovely to behold. Mid and late August is also the season of nighthawk migration up here. In the 1980s and 90s, enormous flocks gathered above fields to pig out in the afternoon. The birds focused on stoking up on calories, and there wasn't a lot of directionality to the movements. I almost missed my little boy's very first soccer goal because so many nighthawks were darting and weaving over the field during the entire game. As sunset approaches, these groups start moving in a more obviously directional way, westerly until they clear the lake here along the north shore, and one by one as they've eaten their fill, individuals gain altitude, now more focused on covering ground than eating. As darkness falls, they disappear up into the night sky. It's a long way to South America. This is still what nighthawks do, but as their numbers have declined, we've lost the reliability of that formerly consistent, heavy migration. It used to be easy to see dozens of nighthawks every evening when it wasn't too windy or rainy here in Duluth during the entire second half of August. Many nights we saw hundreds, and on several nights each August we could see thousands. But the flying insects that make up their entire diet have declined precipitously in recent decades. Morning till evening on many August days during the 80s and 90s, I could see bazillions of dragonflies whenever I looked up. We still have dragonfly flights, but nothing like those. And we still do have a few great nighthawk flights, but I miss the days when my kids were little, when we could count on seeing nighthawks as we walked to scout meetings after dinner. Young birders today can enjoy some great numbers, but only sporadically. Every generation of people studying natural history can't help but make their own experiences the baseline of what we should expect. When they hear old-timers like me talking about our experiences, the younger ones can't help but think we're exaggerating. This phenomenon is called generational amnesia, a term originally described by a fisheries biologist for a basic element of human nature. with the horrifying team of anti-science, anti-environment politicians and oligarchs running things right now, making all kinds of accurate scientific data much more difficult to collect and to disseminate. I'm afraid of what Walter's generation and those coming after him will accept as normal when it comes to wildlife populations. But I'm hoping against hope that my little grandson will enjoy huge flights of nighthawks moseying through the sunset sky every autumn of his lifetime. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.